Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey there, North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz with your All Local on this Thursday, July 22nd. Health experts say the spread of COVID-19 here in North Texas is exponential.
We're at 949 COVID-19 patients today. 1 month ago, we were at 300. We have tripled in 30 days.
Stephen Love, president of the DFW Hospital Council, says most of the people in the hospital with COVID-19 right now have not been vaccinated. He says the Delta variant, which is said to be more contagious and more severe, is also causing the numbers to rise dramatically.
You know, we're not going to preach to people. We're just going to say, if you're unvaccinated, and especially if you're out not wearing a mask and unvaccinated, you're really gambling with your life.
He says hospitals could really start filling up this fall, which would be incredibly hard on exhausted, short-staffed healthcare workers. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Delta variant is causing a rise in COVID cases in Tarrant County, but health officials say it's not too late to change the tide. KRLD's Austin York tells us how.
Tarrant County Health Director Vinnie Taneja held a town hall today and explained that the Delta variant is a simple mutation from the original strain of COVID-19.
It just looks a little different, and sometimes your body's immune system doesn't recognize it as exactly the same. And the vaccine that is giving your immune system that blueprint, hey, here's the virus that you're supposed to attack.
He says Delta is more contagious than the original and is the reason they are seeing a rise in cases in Tarrant County, with close to one out of every six people being tested coming back positive. Taneja says the solution is simple: get vaccinated.
We know a sure shot way. I mean, see what happened. When people started taking vaccine, it went down. But we stopped kind of halfway. We didn't, as a community, finish the job.
He worries cases and hospitalizations in Tarrant County, as well as the rest of the nation, will continue to rise as kids get back to school. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A look at how both North Texas-based airlines are doing, starting with Fort Worth's American Airlines. KRLD's Alan Skaya says the airline has turned its first profit since the pandemic started, but it needed help from the federal government.
American Airlines turned a $19 million profit for the second quarter, but Chief Executive Doug Parker says they would have reported a $1.1 billion loss if not for federal assistance.
This loss, while large, is the smallest we've had since the start of the pandemic, as demand for air travel has improved significantly throughout the quarter.
And he says revenue in the second quarter jumped 87%. American Airlines President Robert Isom says recovery in business travel has been slower than leisure travel, but should get back to normal in 2022.
As vaccinations have increased, business travel has started to return in a meaningful way. In the coming months, our share of bookings in key business channels remains ahead of 2019. And customers are telling us that they're eager to travel.
He says international travel has been slower to recover, with travel restrictions still in place in some parts of the world. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And Dallas's Southwest posts a profit as well. CEO Gary Kelly says the airline is rapidly making progress in getting back to normal.
We've got a number of airplanes scheduled for delivery in 2022, and those will be used to restore flights to our pre-COVID route network where we made cuts.
Kelly says not only will Southwest be recalling all employees who took voluntary leaves, but it will be hiring new employees as it continues to recover from the pandemic. Much more from Gary Kelly on the CEO Spotlight with David Johnson at 6:20 this evening. ERCOT is planning for triple-digit heat next week, but says it will have enough power to avoid rolling blackouts. Public Utility Commission Chair Peter Lake says the supply will be tight the rest of the summer.
We have more people in Texas than ever. That means higher demand for electricity than ever. We're expecting to set new records in coming weeks.
But he says the legislature has given ERCOT the tools they need to shift payment to the generators who have the most dependable supply. Lake says Texas should have 56% more electricity in reserve than last summer. And he says the first phase of weatherization at power plants should finish by this winter. The second phase should wrap up a year from now. Dallas police looking for a man missing since yesterday. Police say Robert Darden was last seen on foot on Gannon Avenue, and he may be confused and need help. The 77-year-old man is black, 5'11", weighs 180 pounds. He has black and gray hair and brown eyes. We have his picture on our website, KRLD.com. Police are asking that you please give them a call if you see him. A long list of indictments has been returned against a Dallas man who conducted an hours-long standoff during a murder arrest last month. KRLD's LP Phillips says the charges span several weeks.
28-year-old Julio Guerrero was wanted for murder when a North Texas Crime Task Force moved in last month.
Shots fired.
Guerrero ran into a house after firing at police, staying there in a seven-hour standoff before surrendering. Deputy Police Chief Terrence Rhodes saying at the time,
Guerrero was wanted for a murder that occurred May 2nd when he shot and killed 35-year-old Francisco Villanueva at the Tiger Cabaret on Delito Road. Guerrero was also wanted for shooting and striking a three-year-old child on May 10th as she sat in her father's vehicle.
That girl recovered. No officers were hit. The grand jury has indicted Guerrero with one charge of murder, four charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and three charges of aggravated assault against a public servant. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A DeSoto man who was arrested for killing a man and wounding a woman during a carjacking in May will face trial for capital murder. 19-year-old Evan McMarion is accused of shooting 34-year-old Randall Thornhill and wounding a woman passenger as the two waited for a gate to open. A five-year-old who was in the back seat of the car was not hurt. McMarion was a football standout for Midland's Lee High School just 2 years ago. A national nonprofit is in Dallas this week raising awareness about food insecurity and poverty.
In June, there were about more than 2 million, nearly 2 million Texas residents who didn't have enough to eat, according to the U.S. Census.
Nicole Aber is with Hunger Free America. The nonprofit CEO is meeting with Crossroads Community Services today and tomorrow. It is part of an 8,000-mile trip he's making across the country to visit the Hunger Free America's partners and raise awareness about hunger in individual communities.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.